This patient's name, this is 3222. Patient's name is Lydia, LYDIA MAI. Middle name, last name, BUI. Date of birth is 8/6/38. This is an 84-year-old woman with a history of known dementia, hypertension, diabetes, agitation, history of constipation, and DJD, who is no longer, who's homebound and bedbound, and is being referred to hospice because of her change in her condition. Because of her change in her condition most recently, period. Knee paragraph, she's a widowed. Her husband died just a week ago with rectal cancer. She has 6 children. She's originally from Vietnam and has been living here since 1985, period. Current medication includes glipizide, 5 milligrams, losartan, 25 milligrams, both once a day, lotrisone cream, and triamcinolone cream for itch for rash allergy. No known drug allergy, social. Patient has never been a smoker or a drinker. Patient lives with her daughter, Kathy. Her daughter states that her mom has lost about 20 pounds in the past month. She's not eating very much. She has diminished appetite, increased agitation, decreased sleep, increased confusion. She wakes up in the middle of the night and does a lot of screaming. And she's total ADL dependent and in incontinence, period. Period. The paragraph patient has trouble swallowing. When she swallows, she has issues with aspiration and it takes a long time for her to eat, period. She also drinks very little. And for that reason, patient has found to be volume depleted most of the time, period. Patient's hospitalization. Recently, patient was hospitalized for a urinary tract infection, period. Her vitals. Hang on, let's see. Oh, surgery. She's had gallbladder surgery. Family history, diabetes and hypertension. Patient blood pressure is 110 over 68. Pulse is 92. Respiration is 18. Heart positive S1, positive S2. Distant heart sounds. Lungs clear. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. Lower extremity shows muscle wasting, but no edema. Neurological movement of upper extremities. Patients found to be profoundly weak. Period. In paragraph here, we have an 84-year-old woman with history of dementia. She's no longer able to get in the car to go see her physician. Period. In paragraph, she's become much more agitated. She's not confused. She's totally ADL dependent. She's bowel and bladder incontinent. She has issues with agitation and screaming, especially at nighttime. She's now spending 10 to 14 hours a day in bed. Period. She has lost 20 pounds in the past 4 months and is developing symptoms of aspiration. Period. In the paragraph, patient is in her end stage of dementia and is hospice appropriate. Patient needs blood sugar check since she has lost 20 pounds of weight. She probably no longer will need diabetic medication. Nevertheless, we'll check blood sugar and teach the family how to do blood sugar checking and continue watching her patient's blood pressure at this time. Thank you.